I see you in my mind's eye, a young man walking along a road in the Alps. It's October, and the sun is gilding the green meadows and the bright red leaves of a line of cherry trees. You have a baby son, 2 months old, sleeping blissfully in a sling on your chest, and you love that feeling of a tiny creature breathing and resting so close to your heart. You're happily married, you have an interesting job, and even if this little fellow in the sling and his twin brother are hard work, your life is blessed. Writing to you 33 years later, what can I usefully say? I can't advise or warn, because although you're young, full of energy and potential, you are history. Your decisions are made. I'm old enough to be your father, but in fact I'm your son. The child is father to the man. All I can tell you is what lies in the years between us, what I've enjoyed, what's made me suffer, the surprises along the way. There are many wondrous things ahead. Bringing up a family, the companionship of your wife and children, life in Oxford among lively, kind, intelligent friends, a diverse community where people listen to each other with tolerance and respect, whether they agree with them or not. You will enjoy your work, writing books, making radio programs, teaching in universities and in Eastern Europe, in countries newly liberated from the bleakness of communism. Then 2 magical years in Venice, enjoying a city built on water and unpoisoned by cars. Bliss was it in that dawn to be alive, but to be young was very heaven. Some painful things will happen too, inevitably. Some friends will turn out to be false. Your children will go through a tempestuous adolescence. They will reject you and your way of thinking. Some people will blame you, saying you're too strict. Others will say you're not strict enough. You will listen to this contradictory advice in anxiety and confusion until one day a wise schoolmaster sets you straight. The moment you start to think you're a bad parent is when you become one. You've brought your children up in a wonderful spirit of love and enthusiasm. They will come out of this. And he was right. They did. So stand firm and believe in good, even if you're shaken to the core. Other things happen which you can't do anything about. One of your sisters will die while her children are still young, a desperate loss which will hurt for years after. Your father and mother will die too, and you'll miss them in ways you can't imagine. So spend time with them, love them, treasure them, because once they're gone forever. The same goes for every day of your life, every friend, every moment of beauty. Everything is on the move, leaving you the moment it arrives.